USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering stunning progress in the fight against the coronavirus in the past 3 months. Speaking at the White House, Biden also saying based on CDC recommendations, fully vaccinated people can go without a mask outside under certain conditions.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask. I want to be absolutely clear. If you're in a crowd, like a stadium or at a conference or a concert.
The Fed Reserve's policymaking panel is getting a two-day meeting rolling on Tuesday. The Federal Open Market Committee is expected to keep the central bank's key lending rate at about zero and push more dollars into the financial system by purchasing bonds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Swing state Democratic senators are continuing to throw cold water on the move to pack the Supreme Court with four additional justices. Arizona Republican Senator Mark Kelly saying the more responsible thing to do is to keep nine justices. Echoing those comments as well, Democratic Senator from Nevada, Catherine Cortez Mastro. The field is set for the 147th Kentucky Derby.
14 Essential Quality, Brad Cox, Louis Saez.
The undefeated champion, Essential Quality, is the morning line 2-1 favorite in Saturday's race. Drawing the unpopular number one post on the rail is trainer Todd Pletcher's horse, Known Agenda.
Well, it certainly wasn't the one we were hoping for, but, you know, I've often said sometimes you get bad trips from good posts and good trips from bad posts. So I think hopefully with the new starting gate, you know, that'll make a little bit of a difference. But, you know, no question about it, it's not what we wanted.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Going a little bit more in-depth on the coronavirus pandemic, the former CDC director is seeing a disturbing trend when it comes to people and their second COVID-19 vaccine shot.
Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and missed the second. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. Dr. Richard Besser says that the rising number of people missing the second shot is worrisome. The former acting director of the CDC tells CNN that the second dose is needed as additional protection against variants of the virus.
Early vaccine recipients had a much higher completion rate for their second dose. And the reason it's concerning is that we know that with the first dose, you get a pretty good level of those protective factors, the antibodies. But with that second dose, the level goes up. And the belief is that with the second dose, you're going to get a much longer lasting protection. So getting that first dose is great, but coming back for that second dose is really important, especially as we have variants that are traveling around.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senators are continuing to look into fraud and scams related to the coronavirus outbreak. Tennessee Republican Marsha Blackburn noting that people have been spending more time online during the pandemic and said millions of Americans are vulnerable to fraud. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.